Listen, Neil, thanks for joining us. Obviously, it's another big event for you. Before we talk about what's coming up now in Peru, how many world championships and major events now have you been at with Ireland teams as manager in different roles? I would say there's quite a few.
I started in 1998 at the World Under 20 Championships in Annecy in France, and this is my 10th trip at a World Under 20. I have done about 12 European Under 20 Championships and another 6 European Under 23 Championships. So I bring them along as far as I can, and then they move into the senior category. And that's just the role I have at the moment, and that's the way it works. And it was delightful to see, and actually in Paris recently at the Olympics, that every athlete present I brought to one of those championships over the years. And it gives you great satisfaction to see. Not that I have any input into how they've developed as athletes, but how they have developed as persons and how they worked over the years. I know what they've done and I know what they do. So it was great pleasure to watch them and see what they have achieved since they moved into the senior category.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've had a lot of highlights down through the years at World Championships, at juniors and under-20s with Irish athletes. Neil, there'll be some standout memories there, will there?
Oh, there's some standout memories, definitely. I suppose going back to the beginning, and I remember that one of the first juniors I went to, it was in Jamaica in 2002, and boys like David Gillick and Dave McCarthy and Joanne Cuddihy, who all went on to represent Ireland at Olympic level. And we all know what David Gillick is doing at the moment with RTE and all that type of stuff. So it's great. Probably the highlight for me in my whole time, well, three highlights actually. One was Ciara McGeehan winning a silver medal in Moncton in Canada in 2010, with two Ethiopians, one in front and one behind her. That was the beginning of the... she did medal at the European Under-18s the year before that, but that was the beginning of Ciara McGeehan on a world stage. And, you know, it's still great to see her still there and still competing. Unfortunately, she didn't get the opportunity to compete in Paris, but she'll be back. She's a tough cookie. The other two was actually a very emotional day for me, sitting in Tampere in 2018 and watching Summer Leckie from my own club getting a silver medal at the World Under 20 High Jump Championships. That same evening, then we had our senior Under 20 women finishing second in the 4x1 relay, one of whom was Rashida Dadalecki. So, you know, those are the highlights that I would pick out quickly. There's a whole lot of different trips that I can remember for other reasons. All good, not sinister about it, but all good. And, you know, that's the way life is. We just move on, and there's always a new crowd, and there's another new batch coming forward now for this trip coming up next week.
Yeah, just one other note, Mark English, obviously there was a homecoming last week for Mark up at the Finn Valley Centre, but Mark would have went to major tournaments as well for you, and was very, very close to making the Olympics in 2012, having come out of Worlds just before that, Neil.
Yeah, Mark and myself were in Tallinn in 2011, where he didn't make the final of the 800 meters, and that was the European Championships. But in 2012, then he went and he made the final of the 800 meters in Barcelona, and actually finished fourth in the race. And, you know, he was a blink away from getting a medal that night. He actually achieved that same year. He achieved the B standard for the Olympic Games, but and I'm not giving out, but the Olympic Council of Ireland and their wisdom decided not to send anyone with B standards, even though they were only across the water in London. And actually, a little aside to that, I was sitting beside him in the stadium in London when the guy that beat him that day, that won that 800, finished third in the Olympic final. And, you know, it was just, he should have been there, he could have been there. It would have been more experience for him for the later years, but to be fair, he's developed into a fine athlete and grew up and as I say, pre-Olympic games now at this stage, and two semi-finalists, semi-final in 2016, semi-final again and this year. So, you know, he did come through, and thankfully he wasn't too disappointed after 2012 that he was able to bounce back again.
Yeah. Well, listen, there'll be a lot of Irish athletes who are in similar positions now. They're in that age group between 18 and 20, and they have dreams of making it to Olympic Games, but they have to compete at a certain level. So they do in Europe and indeed across the world. And you've got a group going out now, leaving on Thursday for the event, the World Under 20s in Peru. So tell us about the group that you have this year, Neil, that you're going to be looking after.
Yeah, well, the group we have seven individual qualifiers. We have one very good girl in the long jump. She's ranked number two in the world, actually, Elizabeth Ndudi, who actually won the European Under 20 Championships last year. And we have two 400-meter hurdlers, one of whom is from Glentys, Fenton Dewhurst. Again, he medaled in Israel last year as well, in Jerusalem at the World, at the European Under 20s. We have a 400 meter runner, we have 1500 meter runner, and the rest are really, we have six individuals, and the rest are the 4x4 mixed really, and the 4x4, men's really, which brings us to a total of 13 athletes, which is one of the highest groups, biggest groups we've had for a number of years. I know in Tampere in 2012 we had over 30, but we had four relay teams qualified, which meant we had big groups, as I say, four relay teams qualified. That's 24 athletes right away, and then the individuals as well on top of that. So we are, we have a good group, and Peru's a long bit away. It's a different, for excuse the language, but a different animal in terms of just jumping over the water into Europe and jumping into an aeroplane and flying across to Europe and getting on the, getting there and done. We're going to be flying from Dublin to Madrid on Thursday morning early, and then from Madrid to Lima in Peru, which is a 12-hour flight. And that is an experience for young athletes that haven't done that type of stuff before. They're going to be shattered by Friday and Saturday, but we're going out early. The competition doesn't start to Tuesday, which gives us a time to acclimatise, get the guys ready for rested, first of all, and replenished in terms of food, and take it from there. Mm. We have a good team. Yeah, they're good teams. But again, as I say, an athlete can make a final, and anything can happen in a final. An athlete will be disappointed. There's always one or two of the opposite, as they say. The relay teams are the relay teams. And as we all know with relays, watching Olympic Games and World Championships, anything can happen. Anything can happen. And we're hopeful that for us, everything happens and that we get the results that the athletes deserve. I mean, these guys are working all their life, even though they are only 18, 19, 17, 18 and 19. But for the last 6-7 years, these guys have been on the radar in terms of provincial championships, Irish championships, and then they go across and compete at European level under 18 and under 20. So they are progressing. And yes, there's no doubt about it. Some of them will actually make 2028 in Los Angeles. Not them all, naturally, but some of them may. The relay squads will be, the fact that you have six people in a relay squad, some of them will stay the distance and maybe part of that great mixed 4x4 relay team come 2028. Yeah. We just don't know. But that's what life's about.
That's it. And of course, we can't forget Dermot McGranahan, another Finn Valley man, another Donegal man's out there as the relay coach, and is also in a couple of other different roles with the Irish team out there. So we'll be giving you a hand, Neil.
Yes, Dermot is coming along. He was at he was in Jerusalem last year with the 4x4. He's done a lot of work with the 4x4 relay squads, and that's beginning to show. I mean, we have a men's team qualified at 4x4, and we have a mixed relay team qualified 4x4. So, yes, he's doing great work at that level, and then he's also been looking after the middle distance athletes, which there's only two others other than the relays. Once the mixed relay is over on the first day, he'll be helping out with the middle distance, and then he will go back into the relay mode again then for the last 2 days. So, yes, and it's great for him. He's worked hard at athletics up through his years. I remember him running as a wee cub, as they say, and Finn Valley, and getting silver medals at a European Juniors probably around 1980. You'll not like me for saying this. 1986 or so. But that's what he does. That's what we do, you know. And he's come through the ranks and has progressed, and fair play. And who's to say in another number of years he could be taking on my role or everybody else, anybody else's role, and going forward with it, yeah. You know?
Also, Fintan Dewhurst, you mentioned him there at, in the interview, that he's part of the 400-metre hurdle event, silver medal at Europeans. What's the hopes of young Dewhurst at this World Championships, Neil?
The hopes of everybody at a World Championships is to make a final and to do a personal best time. If Fintan does a personal best time and makes that final, it's very up in the air, as I say, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean it in a positive way, that he could achieve very highly. Having said that, and he knows it and I know it, and his coach Brian McGonigal knows it, there's a big difference from European athletics to world athletics. And, you know, you're bringing the Americans and the Jamaicans and the Australians and the Japanese and Chinese and every other country in the world, as I say. And they're, especially at 400-metre hurdles, the Americans are very strong. But, as I say, a PB, and he's in there in the frame. He will make the semi-final. Depending on the draw and depending how well he runs in the semi-final, he can make a final, and I certainly hope he will. He's been on the scene now for a number of years, him and his brother Ethan. Ethan was recently out at the European Under 18 Championships, and now Fintan's going to the World Juniors. So they are very good. They're very good hurdlers. I mean, they finished second and third to Thomas Barr at the National Seniors this year. So, you know, it's a progression for them.
Yeah.
And I would be expecting that Fintan will certainly make the semi-finals. And as I say, being 400-metre hurdles again, there's a risk of hurdles being in your way at some stage or another if you miss a stride. But he's quite adept at changing his pattern and getting out there with both legs to lead and cover the hurdles all the time. So hopefully it'll work for him. His coach, Brian McGonigal from Glenties, is going out. He's flying out at the weekend to be there for him as well. And, you know, it's great to see a young fella from Donegal. There hasn't been many in all those trips that I've been on, young athletes going to World Juniors Championship levels. I mean, I could probably name them and two sets of fingers rather than, but you know, that's over 22 or 24 years at this, 26 years at this stage, you know. So, you know, that's the way life is. And we always produce, we have the Summer Leckies and the John Kellys and the James Kellys. And, you know, there's different others that over the years that went, Mark English and Rory Finnegan, you know, that type of stuff. We always had them there. So there's a great tradition with Donegal athletics. But this last number of years, like the last trip out now, we had Lucy McGlynn from Bundoran or Ballyshannon with us in the 100-metre hurdles. And there seems to be a strong tradition of hurdle coaching with Tyrconnell Athletic Club, because they do work at hurdles and they are producing the athletes, and it's great to see it.
Certainly is. Well, listen, Neil, many thanks for joining us, and we wish you and the rest of the Donegal contingent involved in that Ireland team, and indeed the Ireland team itself, the best of luck and every success in Peru next week, and a safe trip to South America.
Thank you very much, Joshin. Thank you.